We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Chaim Solio. We're in Kalim Perig Yudzayin Mishnah Tezayin. Kenei Maznayim, the beam of a balance scale, v'hamachok, and a level, like a wooden level, a stick that's used to level things out to make sure that they're not heaped up, not overflowing. Sheyesh b'hen beis kibol matachos. In a case where these two items, the beam of the balance scale, or this level, this piece of wood that's being used as a level, has a beis kibol, they actually have a receptacle inside that holds metal. So the Mishnah is going to tell us that it is mekabel tumah because it has a beis kibol. But why would these things have a beis kibol at all? So the Bar Tanur explains, Haramaim, those who wanted to be deceptive, osim oso chalul, they would make a hollow, make some type of cavity in this beam of the balance scale, umanichin b'chalolo kesef chai, and they'd put literally live silver, which means some type of liquid metal. Ukshashoklim, when they would weigh whatever it is that they were weighing when they were selling, matin b'kane ma'at, so they would tip the beam a little bit, v'holecha kesef chai, so the liquid metal now is going to move, slide over letzad ha-davar ha-nishkal, to the side of the item that's being weighed, umach bidumach rio, now it's going to cause it to have a greater weight. So therefore the person's going to have to pay more. So that's why there was a hollow, there was a cavity inside the kenei maznayim, the beam of the balance scale, for deceptive purposes. V'hamachok, machok is this level. The Bar Tanur explains, Vim osin osushal dalas ukayotze bamin advama kalim. If let's say he made it out of a gourd, this level wasn't made out of wood, just out of using a dalas. So he says, then when you try to level things out and take off whatever is being heaped over, it's verala mocher, ends up being bad for the seller, because the seller, you're not going to end up wiping off that much. It won't be flat, and the mocher will end up selling more than he really should, really than the person is paying for. Let's say you make this level not out of wood, not out of a gourd, which is the opposite extreme, and out of metal, so then it's much heavier. Verala lekech, that's bad for the buyer, because if you level out whatever you're selling, the grain, let's say that you're selling, with a piece of metal, a metal rod, so you'll probably end up pressing it down and taking out more, and that's worse for the buyer. Aval osim oso shel zayis, shel egos, shel eshkaroa. What should you use? Should you use a piece of wood from an olive tree, a walnut tree, eshkaroa? We had that type of wood we mentioned in the past as well. Vaharamai osa, so okay, so what does that have to do with our Mishnah here? Vaharamai osa hamachuk shel zayis shel egos cholol. What would he do? He would take this level that was a piece of wooden rod used as a level made from, let's say, the olive tree, an olive branch, but he would make a hollow, he'd make a cavity inside. Ukshehu mocher machnis bo matechas kadesh yachbid. Ukshu konem esalko. When he would sell, he'd put some metal inside so that it would be heavier, and the person would end up paying more. And when he buys, he's a merchant, and he buys misako, he will remove it. So these are being used obviously for deceptive purposes, but at the end of the day, they have a base kibbol. They made it hollow, so therefore we'll see that they're mekabel tuma. What else? So once again, kenei maznayim v'hamachok sheyesh bo base kibbol matchos for metal, v'ha'esel sheyesh bo base kibbol maos. Something else. An esel, this is a carrying pole. We had this in the past. A person would have a pole and have a barrel in the front and barrel in the back and carry them through. So if a person wanted to cheat someone, so he could use this pole for deceptive purposes as well. What would he do? He'd put money inside. He'd do his job, he schlep whatever it is with these two barrels and this pole, and then he come to the employer to be paid, and the person will pay him. He'll put the money, hide it in the pole that's holding these two barrels, and then he come back a little bit later and say, you never paid me. The money's not in his hand, he has the money hidden there. So that also, he made a base kibbol in this acel, in this carrying pole, so it's a base kibbol, even though it's being used for deceptive purposes, we see it's mekabel tuma. V'kaneh shel ani sheyesh bo base kibbol mayim, or let's say it is a reed that a person, a cane that's being used by a poor person, that also has a base kibbol mayim. Why would it have a base kibbol mayim? So the Bar Tanur explains, v'sho sebehen mehen, he'd use it to drink from it. K'sho sho'alim oso im tam klum, and we ask him, did you drink anything? Oh my gosh, you look very poor. You probably had nothing to drink or nothing to eat all day. Omer, ani misanahem. He said, oh, I'm fasting today. I have nothing to drink. And they wouldn't know that in his that he doesn't have a water bottle, but he has this cane that has water, but they don't realize that there's water inside. So that's one of the explanations. Rabbi Osai Pirshu, Rabbi Tanu gives another explanation. Beis kibul mayim, beis kibul mashin, ukshe toreach etzel balabais, the beis habad gonev mina bo minashem. Something else. The poor person, when he's working at a balabais, he'll end up stealing from some of the oil in the beis habad in the olive press. And that's the deceptive practice we're speaking about. When it says base kibul mayim, it doesn't really mean water for drinking. It means mayim just means liquid in general, and here we're referring to the fact that it's maybe stealing olive oil. What else? Umakel sheyesh bo base kibul mezuzah margaliel. So let's say you have a stick that has a place, a receptacle for a mezuzah, or margaliel, or pearls. So one explanation means that it's actually both. There would be a mezuzah and pearls inside. What would happen is a person would try to avoid paying taxes on the pearls that he's bringing in to the city, whatever it may be. So what would he have? He'd have a mezuzah on top, and he would be able to hide the pearls that way. And others claim no, two separate things. If it's being used for pearls to avoid taxes, so that's one thing. That's a deceptive practice. There are times where a person would use this stick and he would have a mezuzah inside, and that was just for protective purposes. The mezuzah would be there for him to protect himself. In the previous case, let's say, where it's both, when they would try to avoid paying taxes, he would say, they would see the mezuzah. And he would say, no, I'm using that to protect myself as I'm traveling. So whether it's the mezuzah and pearls, where the mezuzah would hide the fact that there were pearls there and he wouldn't have to end up paying taxes, or no, there's pearls and there's a mezuzah, which is separate. Either way, Harelu Tameim, this is Makel, has a base kibul, there's room for a mezuzah, or in Maragelios, and any of these things that we have on the list in the Mishnah, they are Makabel Tumah. Now, the Chiddush here of the Mishnah is that these items, let's say they're wood. Okay, so of course they have the base kibul, the Makabel Tumah. What's the question? So the answer is because the primary purpose of this is not the base kibul. This is a stick, it's a level, it's a cane, whatever it is. So this shouldn't, the fact that there's a receptacle inside, so that shouldn't matter, especially if it's being used for deceptive purposes. So the Mishnah is telling you, nonetheless, even though it's being used for deceptive purposes, even though that's not the primary use of this stick, whatever it may be, these kalim, they are going to be mekabel tumah. In fact, Mepharshim say that, let's say now you'd give it to someone who's not going to be using it to deceptive purposes. It's still mekabel tumah, but it has the base kibul inside. And then the Mishnah concludes, Val kulon amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi or Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai said, regarding all of these kalim in the Mishnah, Oili im Omer, Omar, Oili im lo Omar. Woe is to me if I say it, and woe is to me if I don't say it. What does he mean? He's saying that, I agree that with Tanakhama's halacha, that these have a base kibul and mekabel tumah. But I have the following dilemma. If I am going to say this and publicize this halacha, so maybe people who didn't realize they have there are ways they can be deceptive, I'm giving them new ideas. And so I don't want to publicize it. So that's why I say Oilim Omar. On the other hand, this is a halacha. So the halacha is that it's important that I let people know. If I don't let people know, so then that this is the halacha, then number one, people wouldn't know. They would think that, okay, maybe this is not the primary purpose of the kli, whatever it may be. Or maybe the people who are being deceptive would think that the chachamim don't know what we're doing. Therefore, it's important that he publicizes. So that's why, oilim omar, oilim lo omar. Perek yuzayin, Mishnah yuzayin. Tachtis hatsorfin tamea, mishal napachim tahora. This is a base that's being used. It's a wooden base that has a rim, so there's a base kibul. And this is what the goldsmith would use or the silversmith would use. That's what it means, sorfin. So that tachtis, that base, is tamea, it's mekabel tumah. And the reason for that is that there are scraps of the gold or silver that fall down. Bar Tanura says, "V'hu asri laseis b'socho grutaos shel kesef shel zav." Those scraps that fall down. So since that is being used as a base kibul as a kli, so then it's mekabel tumah. V'shel napachim tahora though, aval shel napachim ein asri lekabel v'lo miyuchad namin lishiva. Bar Tanura says, and the napachim one, the one for blacksmiths though, so that's not mekabel tumah, even though there may be a rim, because it's not. He's not being used as a kli. He doesn't really. It's not trying to save any of the metal scraps that fall. Only if it's gold or silver do they use that. And the Baratunur threw in here that, by the way, it's not meyuchad for yeshiva either. It's not designated for yeshiva. If it was designated for yeshiva, then it would be mekabel tumas midras. Some of the farshim wonder. It seems that the blacksmith is sitting on this thing, so why would it not be kabel tumas midras? And some explain that its primary purpose is not there as a seat. It's supposed to be like a wall and protect from the metal or the heat, whatever it may be. So maybe that's why it's Torah. It's not kabel tumas, any type of tumas, not tumas midras, even though he sits on it, and not any other type of tumah, because even though there's a base kibble, and it's a wood, nonetheless, he's not using the scraps that fall in. It's just a base. Mashchezeh sheyesh ba base kibul shemen tamei v'she'ein ba tahoros. So the Mishnah now says, I'm speaking about a board. It's a sharpening board, so it's flat. So that should not be bekabel tumah. But what the Mishnah is saying, that has a base kibul shemen. To sharpen a knife, it would work even better if you had some oil there. So some of these boards had a little bit of an indentation for oil to remain in there. To use it, then you can smear it on the board. So therefore, if there's this base kibul shemen, it's tamei, because there's a receptacle there. But if there's no base kibul shemen, because it's completely flat, a flat board, so then this sharpening board will be tahora. Pinkes sheyesh ba base kibul shava tamei b'shein ba tahora. We mentioned the ledger in the past. The ledger had a wax inside, and it would use the stylus in order to write. So here, if there's a base kibul, there's a receptacle for the wax to actually go in. It's indented to the wax to go in. So tamei, that's a base kibul. But if there's ein ba, meaning it's completely flat, you're not putting wax on it. You're putting your writing on, or etching into the wood itself. So then it's tahora because there's no base kibul. Machatzelis hakash ushvaferas hakash. Now we're speaking about machatzelis hakash. Machatzelis is something that is a mat made out of straw, and shofar sakash is a tube made out of straw. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva mitame v'Rabbi Yochanan benuri mitaher. So what's this machlok is based on? Well, first we have to realize that these are two different types of tumah. When it comes to machatzelas hakash made out of straw, it's a mat. So the type of tumah we're speaking about is tumas midras. There is some discussion whether if something has tumas midras, we assume it has other types of tumah automatically, or maybe no, it can be just be tumas midras and other types of tumah it does not have. And the shofaferes hakash made out of straw, the shofaferes is a tube, so that actually has a base kibble. That's other types of tumah. You don't sit on that, you don't lie on that. That's other types of tumah that we're speaking of. And there's a base kibble in that. So Rabbi Akiva says is mitame. So why would I? And Rabbi Yochanan is mitayer. So what's the base? What's the machlok? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that these, even though they're made out of straw, they're nonetheless durable enough for them to be mekabel tumah, to be considered kelim. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri disagrees, and he says no, it's made out of wood. That's one thing, but made out of straw, so it's going to fall apart. So therefore, it's not going to be mekabel tumah. Some discussion is this: whether these have the status of straw, has the status of wood, or maybe does not have the status of wood. Maybe that's the basis of machlokes. And now we have a third opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says afshel pakuos kayotze b'hen. So maybe not really a third opinion. His point is that this machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, whether the mat made out of straw and the tube made out of straw are metameh. Rabbi Akiva says that. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says no, it's not tameh. Rabbi Shimon says the same machlokes applies to where you have these kelim made out of pakuos. Now that we may know that word from Bamen Alikim, the second parak of Masechah Shabbos. And pakuos is a dalas minbaris, is a desert gourd, some type of melon maybe. And the point is that they are this. If a person makes a kli out of this, he hollows out this type of gourd, this desert gourd. So then, Rabbi Shimon says the same machlokas will apply. Rabbi Akiva will say, "Oh, it's tamei. There's a base kilo." Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, "No, it's tohor. Why? Because this doesn't last. Not durable. It doesn't last for a long period of time." Then the Mishnah says, "Machatzeles konim v'shel chelef." Here we're speaking about a mat made out of reeds, a mat made out of a chelef, a type of grass. Bartunur says sedge. And so says the Mishnah, these are tahora. Now, this is certainly durable. This is not straw. So why is it not mekabel tuma? So the answer is, we're speaking about the machatzelus with respect to other types of tuma. Meaning, if it has, it certainly has tumas midros, because it's something that you lie upon. But the Mishnah is saying it's tahora, which seems to tell you that you can have things that are tame medros and not tame other types of tuma. So that's some discussion here. But Mishnah says that they're tahora in the sense that they don't have other types of tuma, because, yeah, they have the status of wood. It's made out of reeds, made out of the sedge grass. It's strong enough. It's durable enough. And people lie on it. So it's a mekabel tumas midros, but other types of tuma does not, because it's flat wood. It's not mekabel tuma. Shifo feres hakoneh shechasachol kabbalah. You have a reed tube that was cut for what purpose? For kabbalah, in order to use as a base kibble, as a receptacle, tahora. That's Torah. Why is it Torah? Ah, the Mishnah concludes, Ad sheyotzi es kol ha-kochai. Until you take out all the kochai. What's the kochai? Bar Tanura says, ha-moach ha-lavon shebesoch ha-koneh. That's literally the white marrow, the pith, that's inside the reed. So inside the reed, you have this white stuff, and you want to remove it in order to use this tube or this reed as something. So Bartunus says, what am I using it for? Let's say to paint, for eye makeup, whatever it is. So you need to be hollow. So you hollow it out, but it still has the white stuff inside. It's not completely hollow yet. So then it's not mekabel tuma. V'kodim l'chein, says the Bartunus, before that point, when you remove that moach halavan, ein l'kaneh tuma afilo midivesofi imidurabonon. It's not mekabel tuma just yet, because you didn't prepare it as a kli. Once you have the tube cleared out and can be used for this eye makeup, so then, or for anything else for that matter, so then only then is it mekabel tuma.